Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 45, Krishna rescues his teacher's sons, text number 32. Yato pasa jato danto, guru britim maninditam, grahayanta vapeto sma, bhaktya deva mivajito. Yata, fittingly, upasadhyā, obtaining, tau, them, danto, who are self-controlled, guru, to one's spiritual master, vittim, service, aninditam, irreproachable, grahayanto, sorry, grahayanto, making others take to, upeto, approaching for service, sma, indeed, bhaktya, with devotion, devam, the Supreme Lord, Eva, as if, Adrito, respected by the Guru. Sanipani thought very highly of these two self-controlled disciples whom he had obtained so fortuitously. By serving him as devotedly as one would serve the Supreme Lord himself, they showed others an irreproachable example of how to worship the spiritual master. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Svapadantikam Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatavinam. There's no purport here. We'll read on until we get a purport. Although this is an important, or it's not, all of the verses in the Bhagavatam are important. But there's some interesting points here. But we'll come back to that. Text 33, Tayo dvija varastushtaha shuddha bhavanu vrittibhi provacha vedanakilan sango panishado guru. That best of brahmanas, the spiritual master Sandipani, was satisfied with their submissive behaviour, and thus he taught them the entire Vedas together with their six corollaries and the Upanishads. Sarahasyam danur vedam dharmanyaya patam stata tata chan vikshikim vidyam rajanitim chasadvidham. He also taught them the Danur Veda with its most confidential secrets, the standard books of law, the methods of logical reasoning and philosophical debate, and the sixfold science of politics. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the confidential portion of the Danur Veda, military science, includes knowledge of the appropriate mantras and presiding deities of warfare. Dharman refers to the Manu Sanghita and other standard law books, Dharma Shastra. Nyaya Patan refers to the doctrine of Karma Mimamsa and other such theories. And Vikshikim is knowledge of the techniques of logical argument, Taraka. The sixfold political science is quite pragmatic and includes 1. Sandhi, making peace, 2. Vigraha, war, 3. Jhana, marching, 4. Asana, sitting tight, 5. Dvaidha, dividing one's forces, and 6. Shamshaya, seeking the protection of a more powerful ruler.
So it's interesting here. Krishna and Balaram don't really need an education, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Bhagavan, fully in all opulence. So that means he already has knowledge. He's a source of knowledge. So he himself doesn't have to learn anything. Prabhupada gives the example in the Krishna book of the ocean being the source of all of the water in the rivers, in that the water in the ocean is evaporated by the sun, and then it rises into the atmosphere and exists there in the form of clouds. This is a wonderful feature of nature, if you like, Krishna's arrangement, that tons of water can float in the sky. Store it in the ocean with salt water so it doesn't go off. And then when you need it, or when the citizens, when the residents on earth deserve it, then the water is transported to the land, and then it falls in the form of rain, especially on the higher levels, the water falls. And then of course then it flows from the higher levels down again to the lower levels, and then eventually into the sea. So the source of the water is the ocean. So similarly also, just like we have in the Guru Ashtakam prayers, Samsara Dava Nala Lida Loka, which is a description of the qualities of the spiritual master. It's described, the spiritual master is like a cloud. That's pouring water. It's raining mercy, if you like. This is the example. Which extinguishes the fire of material existence. Samsara Dava Nala means the fire of repeated birth and death. there's a description in the Bhagavatam of the stem of the lotus within which the different planetary systems are supported, and it's described as being white hot. Material existence is heating, if you like, not cooling, and heating means cooking, getting cooked, or we call it getting fried. Material existence means friction, heat, and of course that friction and heat creates a burning sensation, which is painful. So, in other words, it's pain, suffering. Material existence is suffering. Abrahma bhuvana loka puna avatuna arjuna. Wherever you go, to the highest planetary system, although for Lord Brahma, his existence is just a beginning and an end. He doesn't have to undergo repeated births and deaths, but for the other living entities, because very elevated personalities, the residents of the Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Jana, the very elevated planets that exist in the higher portions of the universe, where very elevated persons live, they don't have to undergo that repeated birth and death. But even still, they have to face the finality of their birth in this material creation. they're waiting to go back home, back to Godhead, with Lord Brahma. But even for Lord Brahma, there's the worry or the anxiety that comes from having to face death. For those in the lower planetary systems, Bhu, Bhu, Va, Swa, those personalities, they're undergoing the trials and tribulations of material existence, which is very painful due to its burning nature. So in order to extinguish that fire of material existence, the spiritual master is described as being like a cloud of good qualities. Gunanavasya. A cloud of good qualities that he's received from the ocean of mercy. That's Krishna. Huh? Krishna is the ocean of mercy. Or, in this case, the source of all knowledge. He's the source of everything. So, the spiritual master, the teacher, one who knows the purpose of the Vedas, he's receiving his knowledge and his spiritual potency, if you like, from the reservoir. Srila Prabhupada gives an example. Nice example of the powerhouse and being connected to the powerhouse through, basically for us it's a PowerPoint, right? We get connected to the powerhouse through the PowerPoint. So the spiritual, and the PowerPoint is connected to the powerhouse. So, you know, of course there's not a lot of similarities, but at least in this analogy, the spiritual master is like the connection for the disciple to Krishna, right? And through him, one receives Krishna's mercy, relief from material existence. That means, you know, it's not that one just has to hold the hand of the spiritual master, you know, and then be connected. But rather, the connection is actually through, interestingly enough, through hearing. This is how we get the mercy of the spiritual master. Not only is it hearing, as it explained, and as it is demonstrated here by Krishna and Balaram, the means by which one gets the mercy of the spiritual master is by hearing, receiving the message in the proper way. In other words, with some submission. Pranipatena. Right? Pranipatena means offering respect. So one should hear from the spiritual master or from the spiritual teacher with respect. Respect for the person who's giving the information and respect for the information itself as required. Faith in the person and faith in the knowledge that has been given, that is coming from the correct source. Pranipatena, pariprasnena, it should be received submissively, but not just blindly, because usually what happens, blind following usually gives rise to a couple of faulty mentalities, fanaticism or sentimentalism. Right? So therefore, the disciple is meant to inquire to get a clear understanding of the information. And most importantly, why should we have a clear understanding? So that we can put it into practice. That's how you get the benefit. Otherwise, you won't get the benefit of receiving the knowledge. Krishna and Balaram don't need to receive this knowledge from Sandipani Muni, actually. Because As I mentioned, they're the source of all of the knowledge. But because this is such an essential point that must be followed by all of society, in order for their existence to be effective or to have some purpose, any purpose really. Of course, there's so many purposes that one can have, but all of them, if they're just materially focused, this is considered a waste of time. And the real purpose, especially the human form of life, is to inquire. What is it? What's that? Yes, tatato brahma jigyasa. Now we have got the human form of life, it is our business to inquire. What is the purpose of existence? What am I doing here? Why am I suffering? How do I get out of this mess? Huh? This is the real purpose of existence. Not simply promulgating the chitter-chatter of the birds and the animals and so forth, who are only interested in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. You know, this is the animal behaviour. That's not what language, inquiry, learning is meant for. It's meant for, as Prabhupada would point out, it is meant for solving, ultimately solving all of the problems of material existence by getting out of the material world altogether. So, Krishna and Balaram are demonstrating and Sunny Pani Muni is demonstrating the necessity of approaching a spiritual master and inquiring from him and receiving knowledge and then acting on it. When the spiritual master sees that the disciple is very submissive and appropriately inquisitive, then he's happy to give give instructions. You know, it's said that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was not very pleased with his disciples and therefore departed before his time. You know, he said to Prabhupada, there will be a fire in the mud, right? There will be a fire in the mud and it will destroy everything. You know, better that we tear down the marble from the temples and sell it and use the money to print books. Because he was discouraged by his disciples fighting over which room they would have in the temple. You know, in other words, they were fighting over the material facility. But that's not what, you know, following this order of the spiritual master to spread Krishna consciousness, to preach, is not a material affair. Although the practice of spiritual practice can degenerate into material activities if one's not careful. This is how the disciplic succession gets lost, and it's a fact that it happens. Over time, things deteriorate. The knowledge is not imparted carefully or properly. Mistakes are made. But when the spiritual masters... And so, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was discouraged by the the poor attitude, the lack of service attitude in the character of his disciples. He was discouraged by that. Whereas here we see Shanipanimuni was enthused and encouraged by the submissive attitude of Krishna and Balaram. He was, and it's mentioned here that he was worshipped by them. Krishna and Balaram worshipped Shanipanimuni. And in return, he was inspired and respectful to them. Right? It's interesting, you know, the spiritual master, it's not the spiritual master just, you know, takes worship. But he's also, the spiritual master is also respectful to the disciples. Because in that kind of environment, then the transmission of spiritual knowledge can be effective. You know, one can sit in front of the spiritual master and nod and smile and say yes, yes, yes. But then if you don't follow the instructions, then what's the point? And this is how one receives or gets the mercy. It's not, you know, sometimes devotees think, oh yes, if I get the mercy, then I can make spiritual advancement. Or sometimes I hear devotees say, yeah, I got the mercy, I got initiated, I got the mercy. But actually, you know, getting initiated, yes, it is in one sense getting the mercy, but it's more than that. That's just the introductory ceremony where it's recognized that you are a candidate for receiving the mercy. Actually, you know, if you don't follow the instructions of your guru, then you won't get any mercy. Or you may get some mercy, but it's likely to be painful. Because it's offensive not to follow, you know, what is it? Guru Avagya, third offence in chanting Hare Krishna, is to not follow the instructions of the spiritual master. So, Krishna and Balaram demonstrated the Shanipanimuni, we are your siksha and diksha disciples, and so therefore, we are happy to serve you. Not only did they say they were happy. Yes, I am happy to serve you, but they actually did it. They actually did it. In that way, then one gets the mercy. As I mentioned before, you know, it's not that you just are touched by the guru, then you get some shakti pat, you know. But if there is a touch, if one is touched by the spiritual master, that touch is within the heart. And it's a very, very subtle touch, because it is the reception of sound vibration coming from the instructions. That's where the touch is, on the ears. So it's a very subtle touch, if you like. Right? Hearing. Very subtle sense of touch. You know, like we say, oh, I was moved. Right? You hear some music or some instruction. I was moved. So emotionally, we can be moved by hearing. What is it? Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Bhavanti Ritkana Rasayana Katha. Right? This hearing of Krishna Katha is actually described in the Bhagavatam as a tonic. Right? Rasayanam. Just like we have Brahma Rasayanam. You know, there are different Ayurvedic tonics that you can get. And by taking those tonics, you can, you know, strengthen your brain or fix up your liver or whatever. But usually those rasayanam, they have to be eaten. You have to eat them. They're taken orally. Right? But this Vasayanam is different. It's taken orally. Hearing through the ear. Right? Rasayanam Kata. They're very powerful. Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvido. This is why it's recommended to have the association of the devotees. Very, very powerful. Why? Because in the association of the devotees, one's able to get this Rasayanam from the Kata, from the Krishna Kata. One can get this tonic, elixir. And you know, the tonic is meant to fire you up. Strengthen you, rev you up. When they make this Rasayanam, they mix in all of different herbs and minerals and different ingredients so that when you eat it, Brahma Rasayanam, then it strengthens your brain. Usually, often it happens when the devotees go to India, they all come back with the Brahma Rasayanam. This one and that one. Usually they give it up after a while, though. Whereas, the effectiveness of Krishna Katha is very, 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 very potent. Hearing is emphasized, especially hearing from the spiritual master. Inquiring and receiving the explanation submissively. This is actually how one gets the mercy, through hearing. And then by putting it into practice. It's a multifaceted, if you like, process. It's not just one thing. But it's a combination of these different interactions between the guru and the disciple. And even amongst the devotees. Because we can receive instruction from many devotees. It's not that we only have to receive instruction from one person. But especially in a society like ISKCON, we receive instructions from many devotees. And because it is Krishna Katha, especially if we're following the principles of devotional service, as they're enunciated in the Bhagavatam, which means kicking out cheating religious activities and concentrating on pure devotional service, right? Hearing from many devotees has great potency. This is why it's recommended. Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? In order to become enthusiastic about our devotional service. Otherwise, if we're not hearing regularly, then we lose our enthusiasm. We see that. We lose our enthusiasm for following the instructions of the spiritual master. And we, what happens is enthusiasm for spiritual life goes down and enthusiasm for material things starts to come back up again. We hear the instructions. We inquire about how to apply them. And then we go and put them into practice. This is our process. Then, as is mentioned, 434 in the Bhagavad Gita, then the self-realized souls will impart knowledge unto you. So it's this is our transcendental system. The knowledge is actually revealed by Krishna. Teshame vanakampata mahama jnana jamtamaha nasyam yakna bhavasto. Jnana Deepena Vasvata. Krishna says, I destroy the darkness of ignorance with the shining lamp of transcendental knowledge out of compassion for them. And what are they doing? Matschita, Matkata, Prana, Bodhayanta, Parasparam. They're always thinking about Krishna, always talking about Krishna, always engaging their energy in serving Krishna. Tushti. Tushti, pushti, chuda payanonu gasam. There's another verse. By engaging in this hearing and chanting, actually one becomes satisfied, just as a hungry man is satisfied by eating a meal. You're not going to be satisfied just by eating, you know, a couple of little biscuits, for example. If you're very hungry, you'll only be satisfied by eating a big meal. So one has to fully immerse themselves, engage themselves in the process of devotional service. And then just as a hungry man becomes satisfied, his hunger is reduced and he becomes nourished. So similarly also, a devotee who engages in the process of bhakti, bhakti pareshana bhavo virakti, then love and affection for Krishna and his devotees will automatically manifest. One will become detached from material existence, material things, and one will become satisfied as a result. One becomes satisfied in devotional service, happy, detached, happy, and enlivened in a relationship with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. This naturally happens when one follows the process of submissively approaching the spiritual master or submissively associating with Krishna's devotees, inquiring from them, hearing from them, and then engaging in devotional service. So because this is such an important principle, so important, without it, spiritual life just does not exist. Then Krishna and Balaram demonstrated they don't need to receive knowledge from anybody. As we can see, 64 days, they learned 64 arts, they just heard the instruction, and then instantly they knew the whole lot. Because they already knew it. They're the source of that knowledge. They're the source of the knowledge of Sandipani Muni. But in order to teach this very important principle that one has to approach a spiritual master, that even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, honours this principle and teaches it by example. Yad yad acharati sreshtas tat tat evitaro janaha sajat pramanam guru de lokas tadanubhartate. You know, whatever standards are set by the leaders of society, then the common men will follow. Krishna doesn't have to follow his own rules and regulations if he doesn't want to. He doesn't have to. He makes the rules and regulations. And so therefore, you know, he can break them if he wants. He's not constrained or restricted in any way by any rules and regulations. You know, if Krishna decides that all of us should not exist, then that's what would happen. We wouldn't exist. You know, this is if he wanted, if he felt like it. You know, today he decided, okay, we're going to wind up the universe now. That's it, finished. You guys all cease to exist. He could do it, no problem. Of course, he doesn't do that, but he could do it if he wants to. So there's nothing that restricts Krishna yet. In order to teach, in order to set the example, then Krishna demonstrates this important principle by taking initiation from Sandipani Muni, by serving him with great attention. It's interesting. Tayo dvija varas tushtaha. Shudha bhavanu vritti bhi. So he was tushta. Tushta means satisfied. He was satisfied by the affectionate and loving Shuddha Bhava Anuvritibhi submissive acts. He was pleased and happy and inspired, actually, he was inspired by the behavior of his disciples. And so therefore he taught him, Prabhupada Vedana Kilan Sango Panishado Guru. As a spiritual master, he taught them everything about the Vedas and the Upanishads. The Dhanurveda, because the chapter is so Dhanurveda, the Dharma Shastra, Nyaya. So it says here, Dhanurvedam Dharman Nyaya Patam Stata Tata Chan Vikshikim Vidyam Raja Nitim Chashad Vidyam. And then it goes on and it explains even more, the 64 arts. You know, how to paint pictures, how to gem, all of, so much. Languages of the animals even. Krishna knew the languages of the animals. He could even speak to the animals. Was that Dr. Doolittle? He could speak to the animals. Huh? I used to like reading Dr. Doolittle when I was a kid. I thought it was quite amazing, you know. I'd like to be able to speak to the animals too. I remember when I was a kid, I used to see the horses and the sheep in the paddocks, and I used to think, why can't I go live with the sheep and the horses in the paddocks? Be free, do what you like, don't be told what to do by your parents. So Krishna could go and talk with, you know, he could go and live in the forest with all of the animals. May he learn all of these things. There's a whole list here. Tomorrow's class. So just as the cloud gathers water from the ocean, so similarly the spiritual master, in this case Sandapani Muni, received his knowledge from, ultimately from the Supreme, everybody receives their knowledge. Knowledge comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the ocean of good qualities. And the spiritual master gets his good qualities from the ocean of good qualities. The disciple is also able to gain access to those good qualities themselves when they follow the instructions of the spiritual master. We can't hope to, you know, receive or to manifest the good qualities of the spiritual unless we follow his instructions. This is a real demonstration of love and affection. That's the methodology, how we get the mercy. Receive the instructions, inquire about them so that we properly understand them, and then follow them, as is demonstrated here by Krishna Balaram. Then we can also get access to Krishna, the ocean of all good qualities. Krishna is the ocean of he's the source of everything. Krishna Balaram, source of everything. And that's demonstrated here by these pastimes. Very interesting. Does anyone have any comments or questions on any of these points?
Can we say that because Krishna is sitting as a person in the heart of animals also?
Of the animals?
Also.
Yeah.
So he is being tortured. We are torturing an animal. If he rewards affection, then he gives the punishment.
You can say that. This is what I said in the you know, Like in the Isopanishad, it says his hands and legs are everywhere. Because he's the Hrishikesha, he's the controller of the senses of all living entities. As the Paramatma, he gives us all hands and legs. He's the witness of everybody's hands and legs. Not that we are the Paramatma, mind you. He gives us that facility.
During the Bhagavad Gita, it's stated that one who touches the body,
yeah. Yes, that's right. The Sutta Soul is also feeling that pain. Of course, the interesting thing is that a lot of the pain that we experience is as a result of our misbehaviour. So they call it, you know, self-inflicted. Although we can't see that. You know, especially sometimes we see, you know, young child will be suffer some disease, even have to die. So people think, oh, why did such a, you know, what did he do wrong? But we can't see what it is that we've done. But of course that's also orchestrated by the Paramatma, by Krishna, in the form of the Super Soul for our purification. Huh?
We cannot torture anyone.
We cannot torture anyone. Mm-hmm. Well, my point is that we torture ourselves, actually.
Exactly.
By silly attachments. Or lack of knowledge, actually. But, you know, really, the spiritual master teaches us what is proper action. And that is to say, akarma. Actions which will free us from reaction. Devotional service, in other words, devotional activities. Otherwise, activities in the material world have a reaction. Whether it's good or bad, it means janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, right? Birth, death, old age, disease. These things will be inflicted upon us as a consequence, even of our good karma. So therefore, we're taught to act in a way that's beneficial for us. Even there may be some austerity, even there may be some voluntary self-abnegation, even apparent suffering, if you like. But these actions, sacrifice performed for the pleasure of the Lord is ultimately beneficial for the living entity. Anything else? Okay, so text 35 and 36 tomorrow. Oh, one thing I'll just mention. I'm going to Sydney tomorrow. I won't be back until Wednesday morning. So if you're wondering where I am, I won't be here in Canberra on Sunday. So I'll see you on Wednesday or Thursday. Kanchara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.